This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Great to be with you today. I'm Chris Witz. Now, there's no doubt that there's been a lot of interest in the Bible. I don't mean just now, but for many, many years. It's the biggest selling book of all time, and people are still buying it and reading it. So it must have something going for it, and I want to try and answer the question that some people ask, and that is, what's so special about the Bible? How is it that this remarkable book has stood the test of time and been read by millions of people? Many of the people who have read it have actually had their lives changed. Their lives have done a complete turnaround. Is it a holy book? Can it be trusted? Doesn't it contradict itself? Well, it's often a good thing to question what we are told, but of course it's a mistake to use healthy skepticism to dodge the truth just the same. And I think we could really ask the question, well, either the Bible is divinely inspired, or is it nothing more than a collection of stories and fables? Now, if the Bible is the Word of God, it can withstand scrutiny. Now, of course, people say it's very difficult to understand. Sure, understanding the Bible can be difficult. But I have a feeling that God wants us to comprehend and to apply His truths to our own lives. So the Bible, that's the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Word of God, it contains messages that everyone can understand. For example, God is the beginning. God created all things. He's present, He's future. God created man and woman to live on earth, and we live in sin. We have poverty, plague, pain, war, death, all that sort of thing. And yet God gave us hope, and a new hope in His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. Did you know that hundreds of Bible prophecies have been fulfilled? And these are prophecies that are specific and in detail, and they were fulfilled and are being fulfilled long after the prophet had died. So more than 300 Old Testament prophecies, for example, refer to the coming Messiah, and Jesus fulfilled every one of those prophecies about Himself. And most bookmakers would give very good odds on one individual fulfilling to the letter 300 specific prophecies. So it's quite remarkable to see how these predictions come true. So they're about individual nations, people, cities, and the coming Messiah, and they've been miraculously fulfilled or are yet to be fulfilled in the future. So that is quite amazing. And what about the historical accuracy of the Bible? There's one archaeologist I read about. His name was Dr. Nelson Gluick. And he said, no archaeological discovery has ever controverted a biblical reference. Some of the findings that have been made confirm in clear outline or exact detail the historical statements found in the Bible. So there have been archaeologists who followed the Old Testament references, and they've discovered whole nations and people that the skeptics used to say they never existed. So every discovery has never contradicted the Bible, and that is surely a wonderful testimony. Now think of the vicious attacks that the Bible has withstood. Many have tried to burn it, outlaw it, destroy it. From the days of the Roman emperors to the present day, it's been preserved, despite the many campaigns against it. So here we have a book that can be tested on the issue of its structure. You have 66 books written by 40 or more different people over 2,000 years. Now, the individual writers, they had no idea that their message would be incorporated into one book, but each of their writings fits into place, giving the Bible unity and consistency. Thousands of ancient manuscripts in the original languages have been found, and they prove that the scriptures have come down through the ages to us originally, just as they were originally written. It's been translated and published in more languages than any other book. Far back as 1966, for example, the whole Bible had appeared in 240 languages and dialects. So I'm talking today about the words of wisdom that have been inspired by God that are relevant to us today. So it truly is the greatest book in the world. And if you read the Bible, it will certainly change your life. Heavenly Father, this morning we do thank You for Your Word, that divine word that has come from Yourself. Thank You for the people who wrote it and for the up-to-date message, Lord, in the scriptures. Thank You for its power. And I thank You, Lord, for all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.